Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle, a political science professor at St. Mary's College and a frequent commentator on political events nationally and in Maryland. Todd, I think a lot of people are probably wondering what's going on with Donald Trump and his decision to not let us know what he's going to do if he's not happy with the results of the election on November 8th. What do you think his game is right now?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult to ever sort of guess what Trump's game is. He's a very non-traditional candidate, so the things that we just naturally expect to come from a major party candidate, we often don't get from him. I think that if you sort of look at Trump's history, running his businesses or what have you, he tends not to ever acknowledge if he's failed at something. So this may just be the way that Trump deals with something that's not working out for him. Rather than acknowledge that he's failing in an endeavor, there must be some greater barrier or something that's preventing him from succeeding. And in this case, you know, it's a rigged election and it's fraud, even though there's really no evidence that either of these things exist.
Well, Hillary Clinton basically said the same thing the other night during the debate. I mean, I don't know if people will feel this way or not. His support doesn't seem to fade very much. He also doesn't seem to be getting beyond whatever his ceiling is. But, you know, I mean, this is a guy who's been charged with, stiffing his contractors. And in a way, I think that's what he's doing with the voters here. You know, when you enter this race, I think people expect you to go to the end. But once again, that's our history.
That's our history, but we've got to also understand the dynamics that resulted in his nomination in the first place. There are a lot of, and actually the same dynamic that boosted Bernie Sanders. There are a lot of folks out there who really have lost confidence and faith in the system. And by the system, I mean our government, our economy. And they're quite receptive to this notion that there's a rigged game and that it's keeping them from succeeding, and why not accept that it's keeping Trump from succeeding as well? It hasn't hurt his support. I mean, he's continuing to receive around 40% in the polls. Those folks are with him. The question really will be, the day after the election, if he loses and it's quite clear that he lost, will they continue to stay with him if he refuses to accept those results? I think that's the question that so many of us are wondering what the answer will be.
And people are wondering how far he might go.
Well, right, of course. I mean, he may just use it as an excuse to launch some new venture and to keep himself in the news. Trump has long believed that all publicity is good publicity. I don't think that he quite understands, just because he doesn't have much experience in politics, I don't think he quite understands the larger implications, however.
Todd, that's all the time we have, but I appreciate you being with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.